A story now of water, radio, and recantation. While the debate over Bush-era interrogation techniques was winding down this week, one man decided to take it a step further. He's the Chicago-based syndicated shock jock Eric Mankow Mueller, a defender of waterboarding, and yesterday he set out to silence critics of the technique by having himself waterboarded, live, on his radio show, of course.
You lay down here, and he's...
Okay. And Mankow is laying down on the table. It's about a 7-foot table. His feet are now on a box. His feet are elevated. His feet are big. What are you doing, sir?
I am tying his feet up.
I'm all ready to say uncle.
All right.
I already hate this.
Standing over the shock jock is Sergeant Clay South, holding a 1-gallon pitcher of water. Mankow boasted that he could probably withstand the procedure for at least 30 to 60 seconds. According to Sergeant Clay South, the average is 14.
We're going to do it on 5, okay?
Okay.
1, 2, I lied.
Hey.
Ooh,
yeah.
Water going.
All right, that's it. All right.
Oh God.
Mankow is soaked.
Oh.
Mankow is soaked.
Well, he lasted just 6 seconds. The average is 14. Here he is being interviewed about it by co-host Pat Cassidy.
It is way worse than I thought it would be.
That's no joke. Would you consider that torture?
Look, all that's been done to this country, and I heard about water being dropped on someone's face, and I never considered torture. Even when I was laying there, I thought, this is going to be no big deal. I go swimming. It's going to be like being in the tub. I do not want to say this. Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
One man's belief that waterboarding is not torture reversed in only 6 seconds.